this time I stand to do a task that I don't take lightly. When you introducing someone who's following Christ, and I asked her, what you want me to say? And she gave me an even harder task. She said, don't put me on no pedestal. I said, well, when you're following God, we are up there. Because we're seeking every day to get closer and closer to him. But I have observed her in many services. I have observed her speak. I have observed her in meeting settings. And I found nothing but a humble woman from God who's eager and a zeal to do what God have called her to do and speak with authority. So on this morning, I may be introducing to some and presenting to others. But I want everyone in the congregation to say, Lord, open my ears, open my heart to receive what Eldridge Stevens is going to speak to us today. Sing choir and preach Eldridge Stevens.
Lord, I thank you for how you brought me, through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Old man's death tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here, it's not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. Cause God's great.
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 I've made it this far. Yes, I have. By the grace of God. I remember the times when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. God's grace and his mercy stayed with me. Stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
The amazing grace.
God's grace.
I've made it this far. By the grace of God. Anybody wanna know just how I got here? Anybody wanna know how I'm still standing?
I made it.
Yes, I made it. By the grace of God. Some people say, they said I wouldn't make it. Some people said, I wouldn't be here today. But look at me. Look at me. I made it. By the grace of God. Down through the years. And I look back. I've had to shed so many tears. But I made it.
By the grace of God.
And I thank you.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
God,
Lord, I thank you.
God,
thank you right now, Jesus.
God,
I made it. I made it.
I made it. Oh,
yes, I made it.
By the grace of God.
God, thank you.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It's amazing grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it this far.
By the grace of God. God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Put your hands together. Glorify the Lamb of God. It was by God's grace, not by anything that I did, not because of my own goodness. Glory be to the Lamb of God, but it was by the grace of God, the love of God, that I'm still here. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. I know you can do better than that. Glory be to the Lamb of God. God woke you up this morning. God did something for you. Glory be to the Lamb of God. God kept us in our right mind when the devil thought I would lose my mind. Glory be to the Lamb of God. When the devil thought I would quit, when I would give up, it was by God's grace. Glory be to the Lamb of God. I didn't do it. I couldn't do it, but nobody but the power of God. We got something to praise the Lord for. Glory be to the Lamb of God. I don't know about you, but I feel the power of God this morning. I'm thankful this morning for the love of God, the grace of God, the power of God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell people, glory to God, when I stand up in the name of Jesus, I stand up in God. I don't stand up in myself. I don't know what the Lord's going to do. Don't know what the Lord, I study. I seek the face of God. But when I stand up, glory to God, I'm here to do what does saith the Lord. Glory be to the Lamb of God. And I know there have been some of you here too. You've been on the brink of a mental breakdown. Glory be to the Lamb of God. There's some here under the sound of my voice. Glory be to the Lamb of God. You want to throw in the towel. You feel like, glory to God, on one hand, glory to God, look like the devil is going to win. Glory to God. But there's something on the inside of you, which is the power of God. Glory to God. That keeps you steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. I had to give him that myself, y'all, because I don't know about you. Yes, I've had some dark days. Glory to God. I've had some weary moments. Glory to God. Had some moments where I felt like I just won't go to make it. But God. But His grace. And I'm so thankful for that. Glory to God. Even, you know, the scripture that says weeping may endure for a night. I felt like the night wasn't going to end, y'all. Glory be to the Lamb of God. I knew God. I love God. But it felt like the night was not going to end. Hallelujah. But joy came in the morning. And even with joy coming in the morning, how many of you know we're dealing with a real devil? Glory to God. And he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. So even when your morning come, even when your joy come, guess what? He'll show back up sometimes. Glory be to the Lamb of God that tried to steal your joy. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Praise God. First of all, giving honor to our Lord and Savior for an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord again. Giving honor to Ella Burnett. We thank God for you and the work that you have done, the long-standing work. We were talking back there about the Revelation Gospel Singers. Now, you know that go way back, don't y'all? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care where you live in Eastern North Carolina. If you knew the Revelation Gospel Singers were singing somewhere, you wanted to get there. Because there was not only good singing, but there was anointed singing. Glory be to the Lamb of God. So we thank God for you, Elder Burnett. I also give honor to my pastor, Elder James Powell, in his absence. And to each of you, thank God for Eldridge Barry and all the other ministers, my sister-in-law. Thank God for each one of you and the mothers who are to be anointed on today. Praise God. Well, the scripture that the Lord has given me will come from Esther, the third chapter, and I also read some from Esther, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the topic, and the topic is anointed and appointed for such a time as this. And then I'm going to ask the question, well, why is it important that we're anointed and appointed for such a time as this? Because somebody needs a second chance. Somebody needs a second chance. We ourselves need a second chance. You know, when we look around in the world today, and I'll get to the scripture, glory be to the Lamb of God, but I'm going to flow as the Lord allows me to flow. When we look around in the world today, we can say such a time as this. You know, we hear people talking about the times that we're in. You know, we even hear some people talking about, I've never seen a time as such. You know, when you're afraid to sit in your house, afraid to go out your house, afraid to send your children to school, glory to God, afraid sometimes even to be in the church because you don't know who the enemy is speaking to or who might have devised a plan to do something detrimental, hurtful, or harmful, glory to God. So you see, we need people, we need somebody anointed and appointed for such a time as this, because people need a second chance. Not only do we in the church need a second chance, but those that are out there in the world. And oftentimes they're giving up and they're doing desperate things because, glory to God, when you feel defeated, hopeless, and don't see your way, you find yourself doing desperate things. So in such a time as this, we have a lot of people who are doing desperate things because they need a second chance. They don't see their way. They don't know the way. And they have given up not only on themselves, but they've given up on society. They've given up on the church. They've given up on life. Many of them have given up on God. So we need people that are anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Because glory be to the Lamb of God. There's somebody, even under the sound of my voice, that need a second chance. Glory to God. There was a time in my life that I needed a second chance. I was going through. I was rebellious. Glory be to the Lamb of God. And I needed a second chance. I needed somebody that was anointed and appointed by God to reach out to me. Glory to God. Even while I was in my mess, even when I didn't see my way, even when I was rebelling against the will of God, the way of God, the things of God, the church of God, glory be to God, the Lamb of God, I was rebelling against those things, but I needed somebody that was anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And we see here in the Word of God in the book of Esther, verse 8, the children of Israel have been disobedient throughout creation. You know, and I often tell people that we sure are real close related, you know, to the children of Israel, because sometimes we see ourselves rebelling and being hard-hearted and just not doing the things that God would have us to do. And I mean, that might not be you, and that's okay. And we thank God. So you are the anointed and the appointed one. Glory to God for such a time as this to help get us on the right track. And the scripture says, and Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces. Now, the children of Israel were scattered because of rebellion and not following the will of God and the plans of God. But how many of you know that they were anointed and appointed by God? Glory be to the Lamb of God. And God had in mind a second chance for them. And this is who we're talking about. And it says they were in all the provinces of the kingdom. And we know that King Ahasuerus had a kingdom from India to Ethiopia. And in the word, it says that there were 127 provinces, which made it massive. And there were children of Israel that were scattered throughout all of those provinces. And it says, and their laws are diverse from all the people. Meaning they were doing what it was that God at that time wanted them to do when they were scattered out. You know, sometimes when we have to be pushed out, pushed away, and, you know, outside of our norm and our comfort zone, then we'll find ourselves doing the things that God will have us to do. So that's what had happened to them. It seemed like when they were in the position that they need to be in, they just couldn't do what God wanted them to do. They got all connected together, communal, and what have you, unified as one, but they were disobedient and hard-headed. But when God dispersed them, then they began to do what it was God would have them to do. And he says, therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. You know, the king wanted to prosper from them. You know, we can see that even today. You know, there's an element of society that wants to prosper from everything that you do. Glory be to the, you start a business if you want to, they're going to figure out a way, glory to God, to get as many taxes from that as they can. They're going to raise the prices on it, glory to God, because they are looking to profit off of that God has given you to do. That's why we need somebody anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Somebody that can bind up these strongholds, glory to God, that can cast out these demons, glory to God, hallelujah, that can stand up against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. But how many of you know we're living in a time now, glory to God, where even many of the Christians, the saints, the leaders are afraid to stand up against spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory be to the Lamb of God. We need somebody anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this, because we need a second chance. And I'm here to tell you right now, the plan that the enemy has, glory be to the Lamb of God, if we don't step up, stand up, speak up, and allow God to anoint us and appoint us for such a time as this, glory to God, we're in for a rude awakening. Hallelujah. But how many of you know I believe God? I choose rather to believe God than to believe what I see. Hallelujah. I choose to believe God rather than to believe, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I will weak back politicians. It's all right to say it. Glory be to the Lamb of God, because we see it happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need somebody anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. And he says, if it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. You might not see a decree in writing. Glory to God. You might not see a decree being dispersed throughout the communities in writing that, glory to God, the enemy wants you destroyed. But I'm here to tell you on this morning, glory to God, that's the plan of the devil. Because the Bible said the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you know, the Bible tells us that hell itself was not even created for us, but it was created for the devil and his angels. And he is busy and on a rampage looking for as many as he can get, glory to God, to go there with him. You know, I know you heard old people say, misery loves company. We need somebody anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Because we need a second chance, y'all. Says, if it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasury. Now, he was going to pay to have them destroyed and then put it into the king's bank account. Oh, my Lord, we need somebody anointed, y'all, and appointed for such a time as this. Glory to God, because that same mindset of the devil exists today. The devil ain't gone nowhere, y'all. Glory be to the Lamb of God. And his work and his plans still are in existence. That's why we got to be anointed and appointed, glory be to the Lamb of God, to be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. We got to be wise. The Bible says, and harmless as doves, glory to God, because our adversary walketh about as a roaring lion. Hallelujah. And then the Bible also tells us that he's able to transform himself into an angel of light.
Now, that's what the devil can do. He can make himself sound so charismatic, so sweet, and so good, and just like he's for you and on your side. But I tell you, you better be anointed and appointed for such a time as this, because we're living in a time, glory to God, where men and women are giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Oh, glory be to the Lamb of God. But if you're anointed and if you are appointed by God for such a time as this, you will not be deceived. Hallelujah. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And I'm going to say our enemy. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. But how many of you know God always got a plan? God has a plan. Regardless of how rebellious we may be, how hard-hearted we may be, glory be to the Lamb of God. Because when we didn't even want God ourselves, the Bible says he chose us. I didn't choose God. You know, sometimes we walk around and we act like we chose God. We wanted him so bad. But we didn't choose him. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Glory to God. Seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, because I was in despair, y'all, in sin. Glory to God. And he reached out unto me, and he sent somebody even before, anointed and appointed, glory to God, to share the word of God with me and to tell me, why don't you give your heart to the Lord? Why don't you lay aside your ways? But they were anointed and they were appointed, because when they came, glory to God, and began to speak the word to me, it convicted me in my spirit. Glory to God. It transcended that hardness of my heart. And I tell you, we need somebody today, anointed and appointed for such a time as this, because our young men and women, glory to God, you know, they've gotten right hard. You know, that's a part of the culture now. The harder you are, the more you receive, the more popular you are, glory to God, the more willing you are to die, hallelujah, for your members or your friends or what have you, then the more popular you are, glory to God. But we need somebody anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this, to give them a second chance, that it will transcend the hardness of the heart. Glory to God, that the Bible says the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and he turneth it whithersoever he will. Hallelujah. And you know, we look back and we sit back and we talk about them, and sometimes we say, well, yeah, they're just doing this and doing that and the other, but we are the light of the world. Glory to God. And if we're not shining bright, if we're afraid to stand toe-to-toe, glory to God, against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and they're out there, they don't mind dying, glory be to the Lamb of God for a cause. And we are afraid to stand up, speak up, and allow the Lord to anoint us and use us. Glory to God. How do we expect them to want to follow, glory be to the Lamb of God, us? Hallelujah. When our lights are flickering, our lights sometimes get dim. Sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off. Sometimes we don't know whether we're going. Sometimes we don't know whether we're coming. Sometimes we don't know whether we're going to stay in this race. Sometimes we don't know whether we're going to quit. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Why do we expect the world, glory to God, to follow us if we don't know? Oh, glory be to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Now, there was an anointed person in the Bible, Esther. But Esther didn't even realize the anointing and the appointment that was upon her life. But her uncle Haman did. You see, Esther was an orphan. But her uncle took her and raised her. And he did that because God had already showed him she's anointed. She's going to be used as a deliverer for my people, that they might get a second chance. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Now, back in that day, at Ahasuerus, you know, he was uplifted. He was proud. And he was busy having functions to show off everything that he had, all his riches and what have you. And one day, after showing off all of his riches, he wanted to show off his wife. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Disrespectful self is what I say about that man. Very disrespectful. Glory to God. Because he wanted to prance her before all of the rest of the people, just like he did his furniture and all of those things. And his wife, Vashti, refused to go. And because she refused, you know, and I'm telling you, and I'm just going to step back and say this. I know this is, glory be to the Lamb of God, might be a little different, but even now, as men, we got to lose that mentality. Glory to God. That showboat mentality. Glory to God. We got to be able to see the God in the women that God has placed in our lives. Glory to God. We got to be able and willing to accept the anointing and understand that God didn't just anoint the man. Glory to God. But God, hallelujah, has anointed and appointed women. Glory to God. And sometimes they're more willing to stand firm, stand fast against the devil than, glory to God, some of our men are. Time to step up. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Anointed and appointed for such a time as this. So according to the word, I'm going to go on through it. You know, the king got rid of his Vashti and everything. But God had a plan. And that plan was to put Queen Esther in the castle so that she would stand in the gap. Glory be to the Lamb of God. We need women and men that will stand in the gap, because you're anointed and you're appointed to stand in the gap for our communities. We got to take our communities back in the spirit. Glory to God. The law can't do it. Policemen can't do it. Hallelujah. The schools can't do it. Every major movement that has ever been accomplished and led has been led by the church. You look back at the civil rights movement, the church, glory to God, was at the helm. You had those old praying mothers, glory to God, those praying deacons that got off of work, glory be to the Lamb of God. Some of them didn't even get a chance to go home and change clothes, but they got to the church house and they went around the altar and they believed God and they prayed. And we saw a mighty, glory be to the Lamb of God, movement, a mighty accomplishment that we ourselves, glory to God, has almost given back to the enemy. Oh, Lamb of God, we need somebody anointed and appointed for such a time as this. So Queen Esther was put in place, glory to God, as a queen. But how many of you know sometimes with victories, there also come a test and come a task that must be done. Hallelujah. And in Esther 4 and 11, because Haman had gotten the decree that they were going to kill all of the Jews. And he told his niece, I need you to go before the king. And she said, you know I cannot go into the inner court. Style as the inner court in heaven and the most holy place. You gotta be anointed and appointed to go into the inner court and to go into the most holy place and to go before God, styling this as a king. And the word says, and again, Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death. She was facing dire circumstances and situations, but she was anointed and appointed for such a time as this, because they needed a second chance. She was their second chance. If she refused, there was going to be no more opportunity. They were going to be destroyed. Has God spoken to you about somebody in your community, somebody in the school? Glory to God, some child, hallelujah, that's going away, hallelujah, but they don't have parents, or children, their parents are children, and they're raising them. Has God spoken to you about them? Giving you a word for them, but you're afraid to reach out to them, or you feel like you're not qualified to do so. You have been anointed and appointed for such a time as this. You might be their second chance, and they may not have another opportunity. We're children of God. We've been empowered. That's what anointing is. He said he would give us an anointing that destroys yokes, but we don't believe it. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Oftentimes, we don't even believe, glory to God, that that anointing resides on the inside of us. He said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to God, because we're anointed and we're appointed for such a time as this. And we've got to begin to use the tools that the Lord God has given us. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Reminded even how the disciples were walking through the dusty streets of Jerusalem, and their shadow, glory to God, was falling upon people, and they were healed because of their shadow. Not so much of the shadow, but the anointing that was in their lives. They were anointed and appointed. Except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called in unto the king these 30 days. Because you've not been called in. Maybe because you've not preached in a while. Maybe because you've not led the song in the choir. Or maybe because nobody has not even recognized you. You feel like you've not been called in. You might feel like you're not anointed and appointed, but you are for such a time as this. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. How many of you know the devil ain't got no picks? He don't have no favorites. He's looking for all of us. He's got a death warrant out on each and every one of us. So we're no better than the one that we see under attack. Just because you don't see my attack does not mean that the devil does not have a plot and a plan for you. So basically, that's what Mordecai was telling Queen Esther. The devil is already after you, honey. You're not going to escape. You're going to be in the mix with all of us. But you've been anointed and appointed for such a time as this, because we need a second chance. And we're depending on you. And God has called you to the forefront. Don't think you're going to escape. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Has God ever spoken to you to do something, go to somebody, and you held back and you didn't do it? And then you see somebody else went to that person and that person get delivered. You say, oh yeah, God told me. Yeah, God was speaking to me about them. Little bit too late. Little bit too late. You were anointed and appointed for that time, but you missed it. Let them have the glory, hallelujah, that God has given unto them. Don't hold back. Don't wait. Do what it is that God has called you and anointed you and appointed you to do. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this, anointed and appointed for such a time as this. Is that you? We know we have mothers that are going to be consecrated on the day, but there's somebody else in the midst, and God has been speaking to your heart, and that's the word of God. That's the word of God. But God has been speaking to your heart. You're waiting on something and you don't even know what, but you've been anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this. Maybe there's somebody under the sound of our voice and you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sin. The Lord said today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart because we know not the minute nor the hour that the Lord is going to come. And I'm not just talking about the rapture, but I'm talking about in everyday life. Our boundaries, as the word of God said, has been already set, meaning the line has already been drawn in the sand on us. And we're going to have to leave this place. And when we come to that line in the sand, we can't go beyond that. Would you come if that's you? Maybe there's somebody under the sound of my voice and you just want to be prayed for, or you want to get closer to the Lord, whatever the circumstances may be. The doors of the church are always open, but we open up the altar now that if they be one, you can come as they sing. All of us should aspire to draw closer to the Lord, to be more empowered by His Spirit, to understand Him even the more, that we might reach the masses. Would there be another? While the anointing, while the Spirit of God is moving, while the water is troubled, why don't you step in? I don't know about you, but I know I've had some struggles. I've had some battles, but it was only by the anointing of God that I've been able to make it. Would you come? Maybe you have a loved one, a sister, a brother, a nephew, a niece, or a child, or somebody you know that the enemy is on their trail. Would you come? Do like Esther. Stand in the gap for somebody. Somebody needs you to pray for them. Would you come? God said where two or three are gathered in His name, touching and agreeing on any one thing, believing that we have what we say, we have a petition. Let's try God. Take it. It's your opportunity. Would you come? Lord, again, we want to thank each of you for your attention, and we thank God for an opportunity. We thank our sister Mathis for reaching out to us for the invitation. And I forgot to recognize my cousin, Deacon Augusta Pierce. Let's give him. Amen. So let us stand for the closing. With uplifted hands. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, let it rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And let us be dismissed to the dining room by saying amen.
Amen.